I've been on about 4 or 5 different types of sleeping pills, and none of them help. That's how bad the nightmares are. I prefer not to sleep, not dream about it, than sleep and just see the picture in my head. Is pretty bad.
This is the Southern Corn Gall.
Deadliest place on earth, the Corn Gall Valley.
We're not ready for this.
Get the fuck over here!
You're in no man's land.
Where the road ends, Taliban begins.
Holy shit, did everybody from the entire country come to this valley? Is nobody else fighting anymore? Is every bad guy in my face?
Anyways, this week we all sat down and we watched this new documentary that just hit DVD, Breast Triple. Damien asked us to watch it, so Damien, tell us what it's about.
Restrepo is a documentary about soldiers who have spent time in Afghanistan fighting the insurgents. So I'm sure no one has ever tried to make a documentary like this before. I think this is
fresh, groundbreaking material.
It is a movie about a company of men who are forced to go into one of the worst areas in Afghanistan, and it is a story about the time they spend. They spend 18 months in this hellhole, and then they get to go home, and along the way there are a lot of trials that they face. And the movie, to its credit, takes no political side. It just documents these guys who went somewhere that they should have died, that most people went there died, and they triumphed in a small way, and how they are looking back and seeing all these events. And I enjoyed this movie, this documentary a lot. It shows more clearly what happens when rich, powerful people fight. It is not them that gets into these problems. It is the poorer people who suffer and have to fight these wars. And these guys had literally nothing to do with Afghanistan. They didn't know anybody there, or no Afghani ever hurt them, or anyone they knew. And they had to go over there and fight these people, because, well, we know George Bush had issues with telling the truth and dreamt up madness and went over there. And it was really painful to watch them continue to fight people who, 'cause they have to fight on one hand, and then they have to protect and try and help, and then try and gain a friendship with the same people they are charged to fight. And the dynamic of them, you know, trying to accomplish things on the ground with the people who live there, who are farmers and herders for the most part, and then having to turn around and shoot and kill essentially the same people. And you see them go at it day after day, and they make so little headway that it is kind of remarkable that and they have to do this. It's their job. There's no way for them to not continue to do it. And they don't see it as, oh, we're doing this for America. And this, they are literally fighting to survive. And when you hear the numbers that come back from the Afghan war, and you see how they who are there react to it, we hear it, and we right away we put those numbers behind us. We're like, yeah, they kill 9,000 Afghani people and 2 American soldiers died. This is an everyday thing, no one cares. But to see how they deal with it, even when there's a point where they engage some of the insurgents, and they acted on some bad intel and killed some civilians, and they took it hard, and they had to then turn around and deal with these regular people and try and explain to them what had happened, and then ask these people for intel to, you know, essentially go off and kill their sons. And I mean, it is just mind-bending how they are able to do it for, you know, however long they did it for. And by the time it was over, they were so happy to leave, and you just cannot fault them for any other actions that they take. And when you see their reactions, you just cannot understand what it is like to go over there and deal with that situation. And that was great that the documentary was able to give a window to that kind of experience.
Okay, well,
so I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but you're completely wrong.
Okay.
This move, like, I definitely saw those bits in the movie, in it trying to be as unbiased as possible and just trying to show you exactly what these guys are going through. Mm-hmm. However, it felt very muddled throughout the film. There were points where you would find an aspect and it would actually discuss it. Like, there was one point where, I think it's after they have that mess up where they kill a few people from the village, and they're talking to the people in the village, and he says, the captain or commander or whatever he is, says to them, you guys are being paid little to nothing by these Taliban people who are in this cave out there in the mountain hiding from us to go and go do jihads, and you are paid to go and do this, and then we end up killing you because you are attacking our soldiers.
Yeah.
And immediately it clicks that that's exactly what George Bush is doing to the soldiers. George Bush is paying these men little to nothing, or at least what you can relatively call little to nothing, for the job they're being asked to do. To go and attack these Taliban people, who then kill the soldiers, and the George Bush and all of the politicians are fine sitting in America's White House and all of those stuff. And that kind of stuff, I guess, is an interesting take, but it's nothing more interesting or nothing new to me. It's not something that you never thought of before. And a lot of this film for me was basically just pointing out that war sucks, which we already knew. It felt like I was just watching an exercise in somebody going like, okay, we're at this bunker where shit is going down and people die a lot, and we get up in the morning and, oh shit, someone's shooting at us, let's shoot the gun, and you hear the gun go off, and then you move on to a scene of them in the bunker dancing to music because they have no idea what's going on, and they're trying to mentally get away from the place that they're at physically right now. And it was a struggle. And what you don't know, Damien, is that I tried to watch this movie a week prior to when you decided that this film was what we were going to review, because I had heard good things about this movie. I had heard it was fantastic. It had just come out on DVD. I was like, let me go and watch it. I have to see it. And I got through the first half, and I fell asleep. I just couldn't go any further. And I decided I wasn't going to return to it. Lo and behold, a week later, I get an email saying Restrepo is what we're reviewing, and I'm like, fuck you, Damien. And I even remember earlier the day before I watched it the first time, I was driving my younger brother home, and we were talking about documentaries. He was talking about how he refuses to watch documentaries, and how he just thinks they're generally boring because they're not narrative films, you know?
Because narrative films are never boring.
Right. And then I ended up saying to him, and I quote something to the effect of, documentaries can turn out really good. The only ones which I definitely can't think of are good are National Geographic documentaries. And then I press play on this movie and it says produced by National Geographic.
You do realize you're going to hell, right? I'll see you in hell, sir.
At least I'll be there for a good reason.
You stupid bastard. You realize that everything on the National Geographic channel is essentially a documentary,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you don't watch Nat Geo at all?
Basically.
Wow. Alright, I don't need to hear anything else from you. Douglas, what do you think of the movie? You don't like Nat Geo either?
That's it? That's nothing to do with National
Geographic. Alright, so what is it now?
I don't like this movie.
Okay. No, not exactly all right, about it.
Alright, so this documentary, I'm sorry to say, maybe a lot of people are going to hate on me because of it, but this documentary is pointless. And it doesn't know what it wants to be. It doesn't know what it wants to do. Maybe what it wants to do is to highlight the horrors of war, possibly. But that
you say you didn't need that.
No, not that I didn't need it, and not that it didn't do it. Okay. It showed me all of these things, sure. But it never. Okay, so documentary and movie alike, they are different. Media, different outlets of storytelling, but nonetheless a story is being told in both, and even though maybe it's not fair to say that a documentary needs to be closer to a narrative, but what needs to happen in a documentary, as does a movie, you need to be able to see what point they want to get across. Mm-hmm. and watch them get there, right? So to this, right now, I'm still not sure what's going on, because the name itself, Restrepo, that is the name of a man who died,
right.
And then they created this new outpost, this army outpost in a position that they didn't think they'd be able to do that, and they named it after him. They named it after Restrepo. It's now OP, Outpost Restrepo, and. First of all, that happens in the first half hour. Yeah. Second of all, I'll actually say that first half hour and the way that we figure out how this happens in terms of everything that I just said a while ago is akin to Terrence Malick's Atrocity. The New World. Because and I even said it to Andrew, because he was walking in on me while I was watching a movie. I said to him, I don't understand what this Restrepo thing is. I wasn't even sure who Restrepo was until maybe 20 minutes into the movie.
Right.
You get one fact that Restrepo is a person and he died. Right? And that's hidden somewhere in the film. I think you get a picture of him and his name down in the bottom corner somewhere for like a half a second.
I mean, they told you who he was at the start of the movie.
Yeah, he was in the video that they were all.
Yeah, he was in the video, but I didn't even realize that's what was going on. I didn't realize that this was him having his friends talking, whatever.
Well, that's
whatever.
Your fault for not paying attention.
Okay, sure, but let's pretend I paid attention. That was another 5 seconds. All right. So we've got 6 seconds of footage talking about this Restrepo person. And you find out that he dies. And they're just like, yes, he died. And then all of a sudden you have this outpost going up. And it's these small facts are peppered inside of just lots of war footage. And I'm not saying that war footage should not be shown and that it serves no purpose. But in this context, it served no purpose. Because if you're telling me that this movie really should be, really is about his, which I think is what they're trying to go for. That this movie is about his group of, his battalion that overcome the odds of going to the most dangerous place in Afghanistan during the war on the so-called war on terror, and actually being able to create this place that is now defensible where it never could have it never was before, and Actually, was there much more to it? And essentially coming back and being able to tell the story. I think maybe that's what they're trying for. And I suppose in a sense they achieve that because you understand that this Restrepo person died. You understand that they created this outpost, and you understand that some people live because you see them in interviews in a black room talking about the past. So you're like, okay, these guys came out, or at least a couple of these guys came out. But there was a lot of unnecessary footage. I still don't understand why they talked about, what was it, Rock Avalanche?
No.
I mean, yes, it showed to me that war is not nice and people can die and that things can go wrong when you know, even when you've made the best of plans. But how was that not shown to me in the hours, the other, you know, hour and a half of war footage that they gave? How does that tie in with Restrepo? Because Restrepo was already created. They didn't focus on Restrepo much at all. It was like, oh wait, there's this place, we call it Restrepo, whatever. And there was a point in close to the end where they pay respect to the man, to Restrepo, which I guess kind of ties in back with what I think they really wanted to do with the film, which was to highlight this guy Restrepo and what his battalion has done. But I feel like they had very little. They highlighted that portion of it very much too, not enough. They didn't highlight it enough, and the rest of the film was useless war footage, and it didn't mesh at all. I felt that that's really all the movie was. It was like, here is a scene of us fighting one Afghani guy, and now here's another scene of us fighting two Afghani guys, and here's a scene of a plane dropping a bomb, and here's another scene of other things that happened during
wars.
And
then here's a scene where one dude dies.
Yeah, you know, it's not put together well. There is really no story to this movie, and I know it's a documentary, and story in the classical sense is not relied upon as heavily as fiction, but you still need to give me a thesis. Tell me, why are you making this movie? And then you need to essentially give me a story of how you get to your point, how you get to that fact that you know, war is bad, or we really need to remember this guy Restrepo, or maybe it's not really about Restrepo, but we need to you know, support our troops, or whatever it is. Get me there without just being like, that's it, and now I'm going to just show you a bunch of random stuff.
I don't, but they explained what the documentary is about in less than 5 minutes.
Okay, so why did I not watch a 5-minute documentary?
Just hold on. Right? They owned with the footage of Restrepo, and they're hanging out on the train, and they're going to Afghanistan. They say, we're being deployed here and whatever. And then they cut to guy in black room talking to them, and he's like, we went over here, which is the most dangerous place that a war is being fought in the world. I mean, these guys, he said, you know, we get into gunfights every single day.
Yeah.
And we spent 18 months doing this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And that the government is now trying to find some way to work out how to deal with us.
That's another thing, by the way.
Because we spent 18 months in firefights every single day. And then the movie cut to them going over there. So the documentary is just documenting how it was that these guys spent 18 months fighting these people day in and day out, and why they had to do that.
You see,
and
the movie did that perfectly. I understand that. I know that's what the movie is.
What else was the movie supposed to show you guys?
And I guess in that sense the movie did it Well, however,
that's not what you want.
I just
see.
Don't like.
No,
it.
But you see, I go further. I say the movie did not do that well because the movie showed me that they got shot at. The movie showed me that some of them died. It showed me all those things, but it showed me in remote. Well, remote maybe is not a good word, but independent pieces. It was like, here, I have a piece to show you. You know what? I have another piece to show you, but I'm not really going to segue or anything. I'm just going to show it to you. And it just kept doing that over and over.
I feel the movie would have been more effective if it was released as like 10-minute bits. And it was like, this is talking about Restrepo himself directly. This is talking about what a day would be like, and it just focuses on one day. This is talking about this incident as opposed to trying to segue, like how you're saying, mm-hmm. from one incident to the other without any real understandable transition, other than you should know we're here and this is another thing that happened to us.
Yeah, and there's another thing. You mentioned something that I decided not to really talk about, but that kind of irked me. There was that one guy that while he was in the black room talking, doing his interview, he said, boy, we're clearly fucked up and the government is trying to figure out what to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't make a statement like that and don't revisit it at all.
No, but that wasn't the point of the movie.
No, okay, fine. That's not the point of the movie. Don't put it in.
No, but that is building up what exactly took place.
All right, but sure. I wish it built up. What it didn't build up anything.
He said, look, we fought every day for 18 months and the government is now trying to work out how to deal with us. And then the movie showed you what exactly these guys were put through for 18 months. And by the end of the movie, you understood. Yeah, no, man, I can't see why these guys are clearly fucked up. Because if I were put through literally, you guys are making light of what it is that these guys did.
No. I'm not making light of it. What I'm saying is the movie didn't.
No, but the movie did. The movie showed you the struggle that they had to go through to get to the point where they started building Restrepo. It showed you the troubles that they had whilst building Restrepo. Because they had to shoot at people, dig. And then when it was finally built, they had to defend that point. And even after that, they were then asked to do even more and do this Operation Rock Avalanche thing, which failed miserably. Right? Because they were going into an area that no one has ever gone into and come back from. Right, they have no data about this place. They had to just essentially they're playing it by ear.
But then you see the thing about
got
it, right?
Murked, and then they came back and had to continue defending this position that they had to defend.
But hold on, that's one example
with
of how,
all this whilst dealing with the locals and trying to get some some amount of intel.
Yeah, but the thing about it is this is one example, a prime example of how poorly this movie transitioned from one idea or one piece of itself to another. I mean, when they talk about Rock Avalanche, how they transitioned was they said, okay, they went back to the interviewees and each of them said, because clearly they were making a big deal of this, which they should. It was a huge mistake, a mess of a plan. They said, okay, you know, that there was, if there was one part, one time during your campaign that you were really scared or you maybe were a little bit hopeless, what was that? And it's all of them said, well, you know, that Rock Avalanche bullshit.
Mm.
But that was the transition. All of a sudden, it was Rock Avalanche, and they were like, okay, they gave a bit of, like, a half a minute of them talking in a room about, okay, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that, you're gonna do whatever. They never quite told you why they were doing it, exactly what they hoped to achieve. And yes, I know that this is a war. And
no, but they did.
What was it?
They were going down there because that is where that was our enemy stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
All the intel that they had,
mm-hmm.
was that this is where all of the enemy are massed.
Okay, but that's what
and
I'm...
they had to go there,
uh-huh.
in order to run them out. Because they experienced a time, it was a few days where they weren't being attacked as rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And so they saw it as a chance to advance instead of waiting to be attacked. Okay. And that is how they came up with the whole
But
avalanche.
But that's very weak what they did. You say that, okay.
No, that's a shitty plan.
No, I mean the reasoning. That reasoning is very thin. It's very weak. It's like...
But that is the reason. It's not. It doesn't matter if it is a bad reason.
No,
why
I'm not
they
saying.
There,
no, I'm not saying that their reasoning is bad. I'm saying that there was.
It's not explained well.
It's not explained in the movie.
Then
how do I know? No, I. How do you know? But
how do I? How do I know the explanation? And you guys.
No, I'm not saying that. That is not. I'm saying that is not enough explanation for me to go. Just saying it's a stronghold. Okay, let's go down there. Why then were they out there talking to civilians? Because they were doing that during Rock Avalanche. Day two, they were apologizing for killing people.
Right? Because
day one, they were talking to people about our boss. Listen, nobody did this for this guy. Let's talk otherwise. And they brought in some guy from the outside. That is not a 100%. I'm going to kill me some Afghanis.
Yeah, but they're not trying to kill the civilians. So the aim is not to kill the civilians.
No, but if you tell me the reason for this mission is to get into their stronghold and not defeat them, but to at least dismember that piece of it, then it makes no sense that they're not just going in guns blazing to this stronghold. Why did they take a side trip to this guy's house and start talking to them?
No, he was on the way.
Yeah, on the way. But why the side trip on the way?
So you would have just gone, and every Afghani that you saw would have been dead instantly.
I'm not saying
look, son, I don't care if you're walking a goat and you look like you're a billionaire.
Hold on.
You're dead, son.
I'm not saying that what they did isn't correct and didn't make sense at the time. What I'm saying is they didn't make it make sense to me through the movie.
Son, that is what happened. They're not making shit up as they go.
No, I know, but what they need to do is not just show what happened, but explain what happened. Don't just put everything out in front of me.
Do you think the soldiers got a good explanation of that? Did you think that those orders came from... Remember, they called in his... After they found, they took bad intel and blew the hell out of this house that killed all these civilians. Who did they call in? His boss, and it was the colonel, right? Who was giving them the orders, right? They said, look, they had no intel about the place. So of course, he going to talk to the locals. Who else he going to talk to? Nobody knows what's down there. It's all guesswork. So when they went there, of course, he going to talk to the people, Douglas. And after you kill 5 civilians, what else do you do but call in the people above you? What are you going to say to these people? Yo, dog, Masari, just pipe me to the Taliban. What? Didn't you see them take like 900 RPGs out of surrounding areas? They did that, but they had to back up because they had no idea what they were in for.
Anyway, in my opinion, this movie is a mess of a movie.
Right, this movie is a mess.
It's
despite me being able to clear up all the things that you guys didn't see.
Yeah.
Because I saw a different movie.
Yes, you did.
I
think you saw the same movie. You're just high at the time.
Oh. And so I was able to pay attention. Fair enough. This, you don't watch Nat Geo movies. So I don't even know what to say to you. I don't even want to hear any of your complaints because you're high or something. You should have paid more attention. So it's just that simple.
Because they dirt in the movie.
Right, yeah.
Too much dirt.
I was just so glad to see that, you know, all this. Because I've seen other movies where the soldiers are like, yeah, we're doing this for America, because America is great. And these guys were just there fighting as hard as possible to stay alive long enough to leave. Right? And I saw them working with the same people that they were 5 minutes ago shooting at. That must be the worst job of all time. How do you win? These guys didn't have any idea what winning was. They were just day to day until it was time to go home. Right? It didn't say, you know, and I'm glad the movie didn't have, yo, you know, war is bad because look what happened to these guys. Of course we know that. I don't need that information. Oh, the war is bad speech. I didn't need any of that. The slice of life and what these guys went through was all I needed. And they gave me all the information that, not talking to Andrew and Douglas, didn't see. I don't see what you guys are complaining about. This movie is, I agree with all the other critics that have been falling over this movie. Because this movie is, I can't believe, what I find hard to believe is that you guys last year saw, what's her name, the sniper movie?
Hurt Locker.
Right, you guys saw Hurt Locker and loved
it.
She's
not a sniper.
And then before. Somehow, and then somehow you're like, oh, this,
No, because
I don't like seeing people fight people in the desert.
I don't care about people fighting people in the desert. I care about
a well-structured film.
Thank you.
And that this
flows,
was not.
That flows from the beginning to the end. Right. This had no flow whatsoever.
Right. Chronology isn't a flow. Passage of time isn't a good way to have a film flow.
Apparently, you know what? Apparently, this film showed that it doesn't mean
that. It started at day one and ended when they left. And somehow it was failed completely to flow from one to another.
This film showed that clearly chronology is not all you need to make a film flow.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay.
Because it did
right.
not.
You need to explain what they're doing, which the film did. You guys... I haters. My God, man. I don't even see what there is to... I don't see what there is to not like about this movie. I honestly don't understand. I'm really confused.
You know what this movie is? This movie is...
The Chinese documentary that I made you guys watch last train home. Mm-hmm. I could understand where you guys had some problems in the movie, and I can see where I was bringing in outside elements to pad my enjoyment of the movie. But this movie, none of that took place.
Watching this movie felt like eating an entire loaf of stale bread
that had already been sliced and put in incorrect order.
Is there a better war documentary
that you guys know of? Is there a better one that you guys have seen?
It doesn't matter whether there has been a better one. I don't know.
I don't watch very many documentaries, so I can't really say.
Okay. But
you love Dare Zachary because you're high on...
Dare Zachary is an awesome movie.
Whatever. Alright, guys. You guys don't like the movie. Fear. I'm not going to fight you guys anymore. Especially not you. I never understand what the hell kind of... attack is that. Yo, I hate Nat Geo documentaries. That's why Oprah is narrating for them. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this? There's an entire channel that people watch all the time. The second people see Nat Geo, some people jump up. Don't you watch Shark Week? Who do you think puts on Shark Week? You're crazy.
And on that note, I think we can say goodbye.
Dirty motherfucker.
Anyways, you can find all of my writings and the podcast on gmanreviews.com, as well as in my Saturday column in the Jamaica Gleaner at jamaicagleaner.com. You can find the podcast on iTunes as well as the podcast alley, and I'm on Twitter at gmanreviews. Damien, are you found on the internet? No, you're not. Douglas?
I'm on Twitter. My name is DJ. I lost his name.
I'm Soccer Jersey, apparently.
Apparently.
And on that note, good night. Thanks for listening. Bada boom bam, you guys are so stupid.